This is Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. How long were the 6 days of Genesis 1? Well, how long were the first 6 days of this year? January 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. When you discover the length of that period of time, then you'll have also determined how long the 6 days of creation were that we read about in Genesis chapter 1. Days are divided into 24 segments we call hours. Therefore, we have 24-hour days. A day's always been a day, no more, no less. However, those who wish to cause disbelief in the Bible would have you to believe that the 6 days of creation, as described in Genesis chapter 1, were long eons of time made up of millions and perhaps even billions of years. That is absolutely absurd. That is incredible. A day has never been anything more than or other than a day. This attempt is made in order to harmonize the false theory of evolution with Bible truth. But friend, it cannot be done. It's sometimes referred to as the day-age theory, that is, the belief that one day in Genesis equals millions of years in our thinking. That theory, that idea, is shot full of problems and cannot possibly be considered by any logical thinking person. Let me give you some reasons, several reasons, why the days in Genesis 1 were 24-hour days just as we measure them now. Number one, there's no reason whatsoever from the context in Genesis or anywhere in the Bible to understand those days in anything more than simply 24-hour days. You can search the Bible from beginning to end, and there's absolutely no evidence to view them in any other way than the way we count them and measure them now, 24 hours each. Number two, God said that He created all things in 6 days and rested on the seventh. We read in Exodus 20 and verse 11, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day." This is used as our standard of measuring time even now. 1 week is based on those 7 days that we read about in the beginning in Genesis 1. Now, did God lie to us about what He did? He certainly did not. Hebrews 6:18 says it's impossible for God to lie. So God told us that He made the world in 6 days. Did He lie to us or did He not? Number three, the Hebrew word for day is the word yom. It's defined for us even in the context. When you look in Genesis chapter 1, verse 5, verse 8, 13, 19, 23, and 31, we read, "And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night." Now notice this. "And the evening and the morning were the first day." The day then was divided into both an evening and a morning, just as we count them now. There were no long periods of time there. The Hebrew word means simply day. Number four, the word day or yom in the Hebrew is used with a number. And when it is used with numbers, such as first day, second day, third day, and so on, it always means 24 hours in a day. The word occurs over 1,000 times in this manner and is always 24 hours in length. There is no exception to that. Number five, when the word yom, that Hebrew word for day, is used in the plural, such as days, it always means 24-hour days. In Exodus 20 and verse 11 again, we read, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is." And that is an idiom or a point in the Scriptures. Whenever the word yom is used in the plural, it's always simply 24 hours. Number six, if God wanted us to understand He made everything over billions of years, then He could have used words to indicate that. There are at least two Hebrew words, both indicating an indefinite period of time. He could have used either of those words, but He didn't. He used the word which describes the length of time He took, yom or day. If God did in fact take billions of years to make the earth, but then he turns around and tells us that he only took 6 days, don't you think that'd make God a liar, a deceiver? Friend, God doesn't lie. Number 7, God made lights to divide the day from the night. Genesis 1 and verse 14. These lights, the sun, the moon, out of verse 16, were for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. The sun was made to measure a day. If a day were millions of years, then what was a night? What was a year? Well, of course, it doesn't fit, does it? Number 8. If a day were millions of years, then plant life is going to pose a problem. Plants were created the third day, according to Genesis 1, verse 11 and 12. The sun, the fourth day, in verse 14. Well, we understand from our science and biology classes that plants need sunlight to survive. Also, some plants even have to have insects or other animals for cross-pollination. Yet, insects were not created until the sixth day, in verse 24. How could the plants have survived millions and millions of years without sunlight or insects or animals for cross-pollination? Well, that's a grave, insurmountable problem for the theistic evolutionist. Number 9, the age of Adam makes geologic ages impossible. If one day represents millions of years, as this reckless theory of evolution claims, then think about this. Adam was created on the sixth day, Genesis 1 and verse 27. He obviously then lived the remainder of that sixth day of ever what length that was. He would have lived and did live all of the seventh day, and we read about him in Genesis 3 living on at least the eighth day. Well, if evolution believes that Adam was millions of years old, if he lived part of the sixth day, all of the seventh day, part of the eighth day, and if days are millions of years, you see the problem there, friend? These days were simply 24-hour days. Number 10, God used the seventh day of rest as an example for Israel to keep. Because God worked 6 days and rested the seventh, Israel was to work 6 days and rest the seventh. Exodus chapter 20 and verses 9, 10, and 11. Was Israel to work millions of years, multiplied 6 times over, and then rest millions of years, just as God did? They would have had to if evolution was true. But it's not true. They worked 6 days, rested on the seventh, and that's the period of time God used to make the earth 6 days, and then rested on the seventh. Why would anyone believe in and try to defend such a preposterous and ridiculous story or theory? And it's only theory. It's not a fact. There's no fact in evolution from beginning to end. The proponents of the day-age theory care nothing about evidence, care nothing about proof, but instead they choose to walk their own foolish ways. Romans 1 verse 22 says, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. The Bible says, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Psalm 14 and verse 1. Friends, the day-age theory, or the idea that the world was created over millions and millions, or evolved over millions of years, is a false theory. The devil wants us to believe that. God tells us what he did. He created the heaven and the earth and all things in it in 6 24-hour periods. He called them days. He rested on the seventh, and that's what he tells us in his word.
This has been Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Join us again.